Hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hi, Jules.
Hey,
you know what
Christine.
I'm calling Life with the Girlfriends right now?
No.
LWTG.
Oh, fine. We should get like bracelets.
I want people to join the LWTG community.
Yes.
We're going to fly the LWTG flag.
What does it look like?
It might have a golf cart or two on it.
Or three or four.
Oops.
What's going on with you?
I don't know. I told you last week that I've been feeling a little reckless.
Yes.
A little desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And I call myself, you know, I don't like to say crazy or insane.
But you've said that
several
times.
But I have said that this
week.
Well,
you know, it's so interesting because you believe in the power of words.
Yeah.
And so you're choosing very interesting words. But if you don't know who we are, we're mother and daughter. We're Christine, Marie, and Julie. You're a psychotherapist and a coach. And I am literally days away from completing my master's degree.
And I have my master's degree,
of course,
too.
Well, you wouldn't be a psychotherapist.
We wrote some books together.
Yeah,
we got more books to come.
You can go to Amazon and get our book, The Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Away a Total Transformation of Cluttering Your Life.
What about Sleep Your Way to the Top? Of the morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah. I was thinking about Cinco de Mayo today.
Were you?
You know, not Cinco de Mayo, but
Sinkhole
de Mayo.
Yes.
Which I wrote a couple of years ago.
Play on words.
Really? It is about a sinkhole that happens on Cinco de Mayo, though.
Coincidence. And there's wrestlers in it as well.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today.
Yeah.
About the wrestlers. I've been thinking about the Zomboys.
Yeah.
That's who the wrestlers are in the book, and are they important enough to make it? I'm reflecting in my craziness. Like Chicago's having Lollapalooza.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend.
It was last weekend.
Oops. Okay.
But you know.
Yeah. But Zomboy played.
Zomboy, yes.
Zomboy played, and then I was and then there's Slender Man, the movie, a scary movie, the Zomboys with an S. Are reviewing it on their podcast.
That's right.
So we do have some Zomboys, but we don't have the Zomboys with a Z.
The way
Z's.
You play, because it's like boys.
I roll
boys
with the Zomboys.
Boys with the Z, the double
with the Z.
Z.
Yeah.
Because you're like, Z's are important.
The
Z. The Z in the beginning, the end of the word, the Z. I'm very cool. I'm too cool for school. I'm Zomboys.com.
And so I invented the Zomboys, and there are these wrestlers. There's these crazy wrestlers.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just expected them to come alive and leap off the page with their... Each of them have somewhat of a superpower.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they really shouldn't. They're
They get themselves into mischief.
Well, it's because your
they
book...
They time travel.
Well, your book is sort of like... I think of it as this, like the Zomboys, who are a madcap wrestling group, local. I think of them as almost as like the Scooby-Doo clan.
Yes.
You know, do they have superpowers? I mean, they end up finding themselves in the oddest situations, and they end up solving the problems. I mean, in some ways, it is a superpower. Not unlike our superpower in our movie,
The movie, The Broken Hoe Boogie.
Yes.
Go to YouTube.
Yep.
The Broken Hoe Boogie. If you want to see the one that we took, that because it was on the big screen at the Music Box Theater in Chicago, that's called The Broken Hoe Boogie Audience.
Response,
not reaction.
Gregory's is reaction.
Okay. So you can go, you can just see The Broken Hoe Boogie.
Yeah.
Without any, but when you hear the audience and the way they laugh and the way they applaud.
Well, it was so funny because
we become superheroes.
Yes, by
Christine, Marie, and
edibles.
Julie. we mistake our multivitamin gummies and we give ourselves edibles.
Which I would like to tell you is not possible, but that's not true. It's very possible
very
to do
possible.
That. Because if you, for whatever reason, everything is a gummy now.
Right.
You get your multivitamins and gummies. You get your laxatives and gummies. And I think...
You get your pre and probiotics.
Yes. Your fiber.
Yeah.
Your vitamin D.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you get your edibles in a gummy that's shaped in, like a diamond. But the thing about those edibles is that you can't eat a whole edible.
No, you're not.
You're not actually supposed to.
Why make
them
whole?
Why make a big edible? I mean, they're not even that big if you're not supposed to eat but a half. half or a quarter. It makes no sense
to me.
They literally are setting us up for edible failure.
Yeah.
Edible failure, you know?
I am working on another 48-hour movie. This one is...
Yeah.
And this one, the character is going to be another doctor. Like, we had Dr. Alex Tricaro this time. Yeah. But my next one is going to be...
Mary's a star.
Yeah. My next doctor is going to be Dr. Ed Dibbles.
Oh. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Ed. Whatever. Ed Dibbles.
Edibles? Oh, no, you didn't.
This is Dr. Ed Dibbles.
Dr. Ed Edward. Dr. Edward Dibbles. Calling Dr. Dibbles.
I want to see where you got your license at, Dr. Ed Dibbles. Please let me see. You know, the best part of this whole experience with the 48-hour movie experience.
Yes.
And that has lasted more than 48 hours.
That's the best part. That's one of the good parts of it.
You've seen this maybe 100 times. I don't know, the movie
maybe,
over and over again.
Maybe. Maybe I haven't.
You're not going to admit to anything. But, you know, little Quinners, who plays a pivotal role in the movie. She's the woman,
she's the witness.
The witness.
Yes.
That mistakes the whole situation.
Yeah.
And as the song goes.
Yeah.
You know.
The mistake yet. Wait.
Something at the shop day.
No, the store.
Oh, at the store.
Misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding
took place at the store. Shop owner said ho, and the witness heard whore. That's her role.
Luckily, this movie would have been nonsensical. And thank God for Normano.
Thank you, Normano.
For writing, we wrote the script, the lines for him to sing so that people actually have an idea what the hell's going on.
Yes.
Because like our brother said, he goes, really, you had two story plots going on.
Yes.
And then at the end, they came together.
Yeah. Yes,
they did. Who knew?
Who knows?
Who knew that? At hour 38, we said, we gotta combine these two story plots. This is 2 3-minute movies.
Yeah.
That we put together to make a 6-minute movie.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
And we invented David Rake, Dr. Alex Tricaro's assistant.
Yes. And Dr. Alex Tricaro, who is my brother, who looks a little like Tom Cruise, I think.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. And he can look more like Tom Cruise in his facial expression. Except my brother is like 6 foot tall. Tom Cruise, we find out, is 5'7".
Tom Cruise is known around these parts as Tiny Tom Cruise.
Yes. Which is interesting because Tom Cruise is 50-something. And he's 10 years older than my brother, I think. Mm-hmm. And so, but with Hollywood money, he gets to look 10 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, right now, they kind of look same age.
Yeah.
I'm like, you go, Greg. But what's interesting is that during the audience reaction, Quinners, the witness, she ends up being interviewed by a reporter.
From Chicago.
Yes. Who was in a different location than her, but we worked it all out, baby. We worked it all out.
Who worked at Channel 420.
We did her scenes before we even had an idea of the plot.
We were hoping.
Like, we'll work it together.
Yeah.
She ends up, we bought a pussycat hat for her, you know, with a pink hat, with a little pussycat, you know,
ears.
Mm-hmm. And when she had it on for the interview, the audience went,
oh! Oh, they loved it.
They loved the reference. They loved it. They loved it. They loved
we
it.
We are so topical.
And Quinters heard it, and she goes, that was cute, but she goes, I love the part of Gregory being the doctor.
Uh-huh.
And then how he, because I love the fact that, I laughed so hard when he had to say that Elliot, our dog, the reason why we had, you know, why the pot is so good and that the ales were so good and they give us superpowers because the dog tends to eat the best seeds.
Only the best seeds. Yeah.
And then excretes the seeds.
Yeah.
And then therefore...
We plant only the best.
Then the doctor plants only the best seeds.
Yeah.
And we got some kind of doctor...
Somehow we got some DNA. Dog DNA in
exactly.
there.
Exactly. So she goes, which gave us
excellent sniffers.
Yes. We then, our superpower becomes excellent sniffers.
Yes.
And that she thought that was hysterical.
Yeah.
She loved the idea that eating edibles could give you a superpower.
The millennials love the fact that us eating edibles gave us some sort of superpower. And the fact that the superpower that we had was the ability to sniff out crime.
Yes.
Even though it is a crime in the state of Illinois to eat edibles.
So I was sniffing my own self. I'm like, I smell a crime going on here.
I'm sniffing some crime going down.
And what I thought was so precious, Mom, is that in your quieter moments after this, and we're just discussing and talking, and you say, you know, I really do see, a series of 40-hour movies all based on you and I doing edibles.
Yeah.
And I see us being the new Cheech and Chong. I'm like, really? You see that?
Yes.
I go, whatever. I go, okay.
But, I think we're the Cheech and Chong or the Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
The YouTubes.
Yes. I find it so sad, though. I always think about this, because the actual Cheech and Chong, Cheech, who now produces his own marijuana strand.
Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God. We needed that. We had one, the original potheads. We needed them to. And yet, Cheech and then Chong, who spent time in prison for having a bong. It doesn't seem fair. Life seems cruel. Life seems unfair.
It's not fair.
No. And sorry, we understand what unfairness is all about right now because, we live in a crazy world.
Yeah.
And you've been crazy.
I've been crazy.
Like you said.
I've been insane.
You've been saying, and you say to me, and this is always a scary moment for me now in the family, because you will come to me or Dad and we'll be discussing something and you'll say, I just asked you before we discuss this not to tell me no.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that worked the first two or three times because you didn't use it very often.
No, I know. I did. I don't use that card.
But now you're starting to use that card frequently.
I'm starting.
Hence the fact we now own 4 golf carts.
I know.
We in our driveway, we have 3 golf carts, a van, a Mercedes, a Neon, now a semi because we've been driving it from home, and we have an MG. Mm-hmm. There's only 2 drivers in this family. What's going on here? Literally, it looks like we're having a party and a very interesting party.
Yeah.
To say the least.
It's the crazy lady party.
Come on, come one, come all.
I'm wearing
come
the pink
hat. Come however
hat.
You want to come.
Yeah.
And all I can think of is, how do I tell Douglas that my parents have bought another golf cart?
I told you. I said, just tell them I did it, which I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I love how you said, I'll take one for the team.
Yeah.
No, there's no taking one for the team. You decided this. And the truth is, it's a great golf cart, better than any ones we own.
Yes.
And it was cheaper than all the ones we've gotten.
That's so true.
And so I'm not against it. I said it'll keep its value. So, if you're going to have a little savings, you might as well have it in a golf cart.
Exactly.
And I thought to myself, like you said, do not tell me no, Julie. I'm like, okay. You're in the time of your life right now where you are doing nothing but trusting your gut.
Mm-hmm. Which is a little reckless and desperate and crazy right now.
Well, and it has had, a round of antibiotics.
Yes.
And so I do not know if your gut is really interpreting things clearly. You what they call it, your gut health or your gut, your gut environment may not be all right there.
Yeah.
So you may.
Oh, interesting.
You may not be interpreting. I can't really trust your gut. You need to have some prebiotics and probiotics.
Yeah.
And you need to have some fermented food and some good whole fiber and get that gut going.
I got
to
get my gut better.
That gut, it's called something. I can't think of the name. What
is
it?
I don't know.
But, or we can do it quickly and just transplant poop from somebody younger and healthier and give that to you right away, then instantly.
And what if then I become like, if I have some young poop in me, what if I just become this like whore slut that just sleeps around?
Well, you've got enough vehicles that you could transport yourself anywhere. And no one would know. You're like, mom's home. Yeah, there's 20 vehicles in the car. Yeah. Oh, no, she took the one golf cart we don't see. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it could be. I was just thinking about this the other day. I find this to be a very particular paradox that we've done to women.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing more and more how women have been treated differently than men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I've always worked with my family, I have never felt that way.
No, because you just always got treated the way you got treated.
Yeah, I'm just saying what I am. I'm Julie. Hello, everyone. I'm Julie.
I'm Chris. Don't tell me no.
Yeah, tell me no. I go, all right, Mama. We all have our roles.
Hi, I'm Julie. I tell my mom no. Hey, I'm Chris. I say, don't tell me no. Poor dad. He's like, whatever you two decide.
I go, I'm just for the ride.
I'm here. I'm just for the ride. Yeah. Just let me get another tattoo.
Yeah. No, he doesn't say that either.
He's getting another one this weekend.
Oh, for heaven's sake. But that is not his idea.
You're right. It's not.
It's not. There is nothing going on in our family that's any of our ideas except for yours. Literally. It's the way our family is right now.
I know.
You're steering the ship right now. Which is cool.
Just call me Captain Crazy.
Yes. Which, knock that off. Don't
Captain
say crazy.
Christine.
Yeah. I mean.
I'm not going to go too crazy. I hope.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
It is what it is right now.
Yeah.
I don't know the next thing you're going to say. Don't tell me no on. But, yeah. There will be a point where I'm going to have to tell you no.
Yeah.
Because I can't,
Well, I was looking at a car this week, and basically, you didn't tell me no, but you played it very psychologically good.
Okay.
You looked it up on Kelley Blue Book.
Yes.
And you said, Mom, this car is $2,000 higher than Kelley Blue Book.
Right.
What do you think about that? And I went, well, hell no, I'm not paying $2,000 more.
I'm gonna buy that car $2,000 less and then put that money toward a golf cart.
That's exactly what I said.
I was willing to pay this for the car. I'm gonna willing to pay $2,000 more and get me a golf cart.
That girl just saved me $2,000.
So this golf cart thing is your problem, Julie, not mine. I wasn't anticipating buying a golf cart.
You thought you were being so psychologically astute.
Yeah, I did not know that. Yeah. That
you weren't telling me no. You're saying, just mother, let me look at the Kelley Blue Book for you.
Yeah. You want to know the whole truth, right? Yeah. All the information.
Yeah.
To make the best scenario. Best
so decision. What do you think of the new golf cart?
I love it.
I know. It's nice.
It's nice. It's very nice.
Interesting story, though.
Really. I mean, you would think to yourself, how could there possibly be an interesting story about a golf cart? How is this? Especially the fourth one that we have in the family. But there is.
Yes. We're going, Dad and I are driving to the bank this morning.
Yes.
And the guy that lives, he doesn't live in our complex, but he lives across the street and just down a little bit. He's rolling it out of his garage, and he puts a for sale sign on it. And I went, what?
A sign from what? God?
That is a sign from God.
God is saying, I must.
I know. I said, Norm, should we stop now? And he goes, can we just see on the way back from the bank? So, okay. So we go into town, go to the bank, and then I can't wait to get back to the thing. We pull in, and it's really nice looking.
Yeah, it's very
nice. And, we don't know this guy, but we know him because we've seen him for 20 years on the, front lawn and doing all
right.
Stuff. So, decent human beings, blah, blah, blah. And so, Norm said, I want to think about it. And as he's walking down the hill, I said, hey, would you take blank, blank, blank for it? And the guy goes, okay.
Yeah.
I go, okay, I'll see you.
I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, go back to the bank.
I got to go to the bank and get you some cash.
Yeah.
And sequential $100 bills.
And so what's interesting, too, is that we don't have a trailer to haul these golf carts around. Norm drove it home.
Yeah.
And literally, it was just, all he had to do was, the guy had already mowed a path.
So I don't understand why he did this, but he must have wanted to get into Lost Nation for some reason, drive around Lost Nation.
No, he has friends here.
Oh.
And that's who he bought the golf cart from.
Okay.
From his friends. And so
this is his second golf cart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so he mows a path. You gotta cross the highway, and then he mows a path in the cornfield that takes you right into our little community.
Yeah.
And so Dad was literally beat us home.
He did.
He beat us
home. And then he beat us.
And then he beat me.
And that was our punishment. And it was not good.
So luckily, Elliot loves the golf cart. Does love call cart riding.
Speaking of Elliot,
yeah.
I got a call from the doctor.
Bad news. Not Dr. Alex Chicaro, veterinarian to the star. This is Dr. I don't know what her name is.
I don't either.
But she's a little
call her doctor.
Doctor at in Ashton.
Yes.
And we have two veterinarians for Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
One who we really love because they take him almost literally every day.
For a couple hours.
But maybe but they'll take him at 8 and then keep him till 5.
Mm-hmm.
And they charge $6.
Yeah.
And they'll take him at noon, which we usually drop him off at noon and pick him up around 3.
Yeah.
They still charge $6.
Exactly.
So, but for us, it's the best 6 hours we spend all day.
Right.
You know, and but they, when he goes to them, they always say, you've got to give him a better diet.
Right. Well, because he has ear infections frequently.
Right. Yeah.
And the better diet was really just, you know.
Bison
and, yeah, bison. And, you know, everything else.
Or some kind of, like, Mediterranean monkey.
Yeah,
I don't really
just
know.
Just weird
stuff.
Yes.
It can't be chicken. It Mm-mm. can't be beef. It can't be ham.
And
can't
so,
be eggs. Can't be dairy.
They wouldn't treat him any other way but that.
Yes, they wouldn't.
Yeah. And so I went, and also he had an ear infection and they couldn't see him for 3 days. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, screw that. I don't want to see my dog. So I called a different vet and they mm-hmm. were there. So I went in. So we go to them now for dog-ish, for ear issues.
We go to them because they actually will treat him.
And so this time they finally talked me into doing blood work and, you know, all
like $300 worth of blood
exactly.
work.
Exactly. And we got, you know, his medicine and he's on this new allergy medicine. And so I had a call just the other day, yesterday.
You got a call from the doctor.
And she's like, Julie? I go, yes, this is Dr. So-and-so. I'm like, hi, Dr. So-and-so. He goes, well, what's the verdict? Well, your little Elliot is allergic to life. I go, did you say life? L-I-F-E? She goes, yes. I said life. I literally have never seen a chart like this. It is off the charts, everything. He's allergic to grass, and he's allergic to, and if there's an oak tree 20 miles away, he's allergic to that. Mm-hmm. We have two pin oaks.
We have two pin oaks in our front yard.
Yeah. He's allergic to, like, tons of food. And over 600 items he's allergic to. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh.
And as she's talking, I can hear Elliot sneezing in the background.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh. And so we've decided, I go, well, what's our course of action here, doctor? And we've got a couple of different ones. And one is this pill that he'll be taking the rest of his life that's about $60 a month. And you, the first thing you said was, oh, my God, $60 a month. What? Oh, my God. This cannot be happening. I'm like, it's just $60 a month, mother, who just bought a golf cart. Our fourth one. It's like, I will have this in my back pocket forever.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot believe that just cost us $10. I go, really cost us $10? Oh, because I thought we have four golf carts. We have an abundance here. We're okay with $10. You just bought the fourth golf cart. Now, I don't know if the folks out there knew about the third golf cart.
I don't think
you just bought it recently.
Yes, last week.
Yes, and you bought this. It was $350, and you bought it.
It was $250.
Oh, $250.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was $50 to deliver it.
Oh, so $300
yeah.
then? Got it. But anyway. It was a trade-in for some, you know, repairman. A guy was working on a car. The guy couldn't pay, so he gave him this old Harley Davidson golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the little dude who has allergies, he just came in.
Hello, Elliot.
Yeah, he may bark, but we won't stop. You know. So anyway, and so you decided to get this golf cart, mm-hmm. and they would bring it to your house, and mm-hmm. it has not ran since.
I know,
but it starts. It doesn't move.
Right.
It starts, but it doesn't move.
And it ran when we bought it.
It doesn't turn over.
Right.
You can turn it. It doesn't turn over. It doesn't catch, whatever.
Yeah, it ran when we bought it, and Dad added fuel to it. And then as soon as he added fuel, it didn't turn over.
Which makes no sense
at all. I don't either.
But oh, well.
But
it's
a project car. Mm-hmm. You know, we put a new fuel filter and a new spark plug for it.
Once again, you said, now, Julie, don't be upset with me and don't tell me no. I'm like, all right. We bought a golf cart. I'm like, all right, cool. We already have two, but I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave me this scenario, which is this golf cart will be for. He's got something. Is it okay?
What does he have?
Oh, paper.
Okay.
I don't know if you're allergic to paper, but as long as it's not made from oak, Elliot, you can chew on it.
You can chew on the paper.
you said to me, "Don't tell me no," mm-hmm. and this. Will be a project for your father.
Right.
And we can then go around the property and pick up sticks. Now, with this golf cart. I'm like, dang, you did say that. And then I thought to myself.
It sounds a little weird now.
It does sound weird because first off, we hire a guy to do that. Because like you said, like, Dad ain't gonna mow. If we wait for him to mow or pick up sticks, we'd never have our sticks picked up.
I still won the bet last week, the $10
yes.
from the. the tree trimming.
Yeah, he did not get the tree trimming. I lost that bet.
I'll win it again tomorrow.
We cut that. We stopped that. Mm-hmm. That bet is dead.
That bet, yes.
Yeah. I know better now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So we bought it as a project car for him.
Which makes no sense to me whatsoever because, first off, Normano has enough projects. I think what was going on is that you were very tired of him. You're in your fifth week of recovery with him for the knee.
Yes.
And you're bored out of your gourd.
I am.
I'm gone a lot.
Yeah.
And he can't work. And so if he's not taking the dog out, mm-hmm. clean the house up, he just literally does nothing but takes a nap. Mm-hmm. And he moves in slow motion. Mm-hmm. So I believe that you felt this mm-hmm. golf cart was a focus. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, him
let's
and
go
I,
out and tinker with
tinker
your
with the golf cart. Yeah. I'll sit by you and mm-hmm. I'll handle your tools and mm-hmm. you'll look all manly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll make you wear a wife beater shirt so mm-hmm. I can see the sleeves and your guns. And, you know, you'll be all masculine and I'll think of you differently. Because right now I think of you nothing but a zero testosterone
yeah.
carrying.
I kind of think of him.
Card carrying.
It's like if Norm were a food.
Yes.
He would be a big bowl of mashed potatoes.
That's what I think in my head. Mashed potatoes.
No way.
That are white rice.
Oh, my God.
Texturally, not sure.
Yeah.
Just no texture. Know. No real
yeah.
form.
Yeah.
Just there.
Just kind of mushy.
But you know what? When push comes to shove, you're always like up for a little bit of mashed potatoes. Yeah. White rice.
Don't tell me no.
I'm in ketosis, but I gotta have those mashed potatoes. I gotta have it with the gravy. And so forth.
Well, if I have mashed potatoes, yeah, I gotta have gravy. Because if it was a baked potato, I had that sour cream with a little mm-hmm. sugar and the Worcestershire sauce.
That's always a good
one. And garlic powder.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We're talking about food right now mm-hmm. because we've been going through a garden. You know, like
we've been like overly abundant with cucumbers
and
this year.
I had a cousin who listened to. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Who listened to the podcast.
Oh, sweetheart.
And it was interesting.
Thank you for the recipe.
Yes. Well, because we did not know what to do with these cucumbers.
No.
And she...
We've been just giving them away to everybody yeah. we know.
And I tried to think... I played a Normano, which was... In my heart of heart, I was going to can these things. Mm-hmm. I got the cans.
Mm-hmm. Got the ball jars.
Ball jars. I got the flavoring.
You did. Dill.
And then I read the directions, and it's the first thing it says, do not use a metal pot.
Right.
I'm like, what? Don't use a metal pot.
What are you supposed to use?
What are you supposed to use?
Yeah. Well, the first thing that old guy said to you is, he said, do you guys have a crock?
Yeah.
And we went, I don't know, crock pot?
A crock
pot, like yeah. four of them.
Yeah. I'm going to be one
but
cucumber.
I think he actually meant a real old-timey crock.
No, we don't have that.
No, we don't.
And I finally said, screw this. We're not going to eat it.
Yeah.
We're not going to pickle our cucumbers.
No.
But then little Jamie said, hey, you can bake zucchini bread with your cukes.
Yeah.
Just use exactly the same recipe.
Right.
So I have yet to try it.
I'm
going to try it.
Yeah. I thought it would be really moist. For
yes.
sure.
I'm curious if it'll be green.
I don't know. But I love zucchini bread.
I do too.
I can't remember the last time I had it, but when I
had it just a couple of years ago because yeah. it was their garden was abundant.
Yeah.
And I think the nice thing about it is this. You take your cukes mm-hmm. that are fresh. You make them, chop them up in little pieces and put them in a bread. Mm-hmm. And then you make the bread. And then now that bread can be frozen.
Yes.
And now
instead of these pickles or yeah. whatever, you got yes. big chunks of bread.
I can freeze the bread.
Hey, what if you put carrots in it as well?
Why not?
Sure.
Why not?
With the cukes?
Yeah. Sure. Why yeah. not?
Somebody put in our garden, because, you know, our garden is not on our land. It's in the city of Oregon.
Yeah.
And we noticed when we went to pick some of the cukes again that they put this little, like a sticker or like a little sign.
Yeah, little sign.
Inside where I keep the onions. And it just says, farm to table.
Yeah, farm to table.
I don't know.
And the truth is, that's what happens. We have our farm
yeah.
and it goes to table.
And we take that onion out and I just like, I eat it raw. I love it so much.
It's so interesting, though. But if you're not into canning, mm-hmm. I don't know how big a garden you really could have.
Yeah.
Because right now, I'm at the point where I thank God for Jamie to mm-hmm. give me this recipe because yeah, otherwise I'd be like, I can't eat one more cucumber. Yeah. I'm having them for lunch. I'm having them for dinner.
Does that give you diarrhea a little bit?
No, they really don't.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Do they give you, wink, wink. Do they? That's an odd question. Do they give you diarrhea?
We're talking about you, Julie, not me.
Do cucumbers have seeds? Well, you know what? It's just it's a cleansing process.
Yeah, that's what it. That's it's the best.
What are you gonna
do? It's the best.
It's the best, right? Yeah. It's good. Life is good. All is good, and so forth. I was gonna talk about something else, and
what
I can't remember.
What were you gonna talk about? Well, I mean, I kind of was hoping that. Did you ever? You were gonna talk about that one guy, that they guy. Remember? Did we already talk about it?
But I did want to talk about and do a quick movie review.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, for sure.
Mission Impossible movie.
Of course.
So it was rated like 97% on the Rotten Tomatoes scale. Mm-hmm. And you asked me, well, now remind me what that means. Does that mean it's really bad because of Rotten Tomatoes scale?
Julie, you make me sound so old.
No.
Now let me see, Julie. What does the Rotten Tomatoes... I'm like, I ask it in a very cool way.
Yeah.
I just explain it again.
I tell you the French accent. And then about the tomatoes, Julie. Tell me, what is that 97%?
Yes.
How dare they rate a movie? It stands on their own. It's a creative process. How dare someone critique a movie at all?
French. That's right. As long, I act like I don't care.
Yeah.
Just, like, yeah. I act like it's just a resistance.
Yeah. I always go back to the movie from South Park. See it if you have to because it's a great scene. But yeah. I don't want to talk about it here because it's you know because too funny. No. But anyway, I was having anxiety issues during the movie. Well, it was a great movie. It was good, and what I liked about it because it was not your typical action-packed movie because it was slightly grounded in reality.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly grounded. Mm-hmm. So everything that Tom Cruise did seemed slightly plausible.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know...
Having done our own movies, how you can just fake all that shit.
Yeah. Well, we also know that he in real life broke a foot or a leg while doing his real stunts.
Right.
Now, Doug and I through the whole movie were like, oh, let's try and guess when he broke that leg. Like, oh, it was here. Oh, no, it was right there. It was right there. Oh, my God. And now, because he looks like Gregory, my brother.
And we're serious. Mother, he really does.
He really does.
Like Greg said just recently, they went into an ice cream shop and the guy goes, anybody ever tell you? Because I did a double take when you walked in. Anybody tell you look like Tom Cruise? Yeah. People tell me I look like Tom Cruise all the time. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Did I tell you, dude?
So I'll give you free ice cream then.
Gotta have some kind of perk. Because you're not really Tom Cruise.
Because I'm a man and I can't like say, oh, hey, you look kind of cute.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, talk like this.
Yeah, just like this. Yeah. I had to step back.
Yeah.
It's like Tom Cruise, man.
I mean, I'm full of testosterone. I mean, I think Tom Cruise is cute, but hey.
I'm a guy. I don't know.
I wouldn't date you.
I'm a cisgender guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I reflect.
And not only that, if I did date you, I'd be the top. I wouldn't be the bottom.
Yeah. If that was, but maybe you're, I don't know how you fly that way.
I don't know. Maybe you roll that way.
And I might be gay. I might be safe. I might be okay with that. I might be game for it. And I said game.
Your gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But because he was, because Tom Cruise like is running really hard and biking, motorcycling really fast and through the streets of Paris and, you know, in a helicopter. And there are moments, now I did not tell Doug this because it would look so foolish on my part.
Uh-huh.
But there are moments, organically, I was having anxiety issues. I'm like, Gregory, please stop doing this. Stop running so fast.
Greg, don't do this.
Don't drive your motorcycle so recklessly, Greg. In the middle of downtown Paris. Don't do it. Stop. What are you doing, my brother?
You came home and you were like, Mama, I had such anxiety attacks.
I know.
Because it was like I kept thinking that Greg was doing all these terrible things. Like,
yeah.
Speeding through Paris and like jumping off of buildings and all that stuff.
I knew it wasn't real, but my brain, part of my brain goes, this is not real, this is just a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of my brain is like, well, I know it's a movie, but why does he look so much like Greg? Why is Gregory on screen? I don't get it.
You know that part of your brain that says, well, I don't understand why he looks so much like Tom Cruise. That's the same part of my brain that says, you need another golf cart.
Yeah, that need crazy brought your brain. Okay.
You need another golf cart.
So you're comparing my...
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I didn't tell you no. I don't tell you no,
that's
girlfriend.
Right. That's right.
I'm not the no person. You know, what was very interesting, though, doing this Tom Cruise thing or whatever. Oh, I was going to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Probably.
No, I was thinking also to that dad today, or you commented, you said you were watching something on TV, and you said they were talking about the mother-daughter relationship.
Yeah.
And how special it is.
It's like the most special relationship.
The most special relationship besides Christ and his mother.
That's, I think it's pivotal. Yeah.
Yes. And so you decided to bring this up while Father was in the car with us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he gets his feelings hurt.
He kind of gets.
He's like, well, what about the father-daughter relationship?
Yeah.
I heard that's pretty special, too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's number two. And it's a distant second only the mother-daughter relationship. That's the numero uno.
I know. And at that point, you want to know, I didn't even tell you this, but at that point, because you... I started having a fantasy at that point.
What was that?
In the car, because you were, you know, dad was like doing that, and you were doing the number two, but a distant, and the whole thing. And then I had this fantasy that me and you and dad were in some kind of like crazy situation, like in downtown Chicago, where we were in the middle of a gunfight, you know, like drive-bys and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And
on golf cart.
Me and dad noticed that you were going to get shot.
Oh.
And we looked at each other. And it was like this knowing, like, who was the one that was going to have to throw themselves in front of, take the bullet for you. And I said, I have to. I'm the mother. Let me take the bullet. And I threw myself in front of you as the drive-by shooter.
So and all this went down.
I did. All that went down in that
split
second.
Oh, I appreciate
it. And I took the bullet for you.
Thank you.
And I'm laying there. And as I'm saying goodbye, you know, you're looking
drawn
at me.
Out. Good.
Yeah. And you went, don't worry, Mom. I'm going to see you on the other side.
Aw, I love that.
Yes.
That's so
but
sweet.
Then I was like, I was looking up, and then it was just you and Dad.
Yeah.
Just you and Dad.
Oh, you're looking down on us?
No, I was looking up. And you guys were standing over me.
Oh, got it.
And it was just the you two. And I went, oh, man, that could be kind of rough. You really will boss him around a lot. He won't have any testosterone left.
I'll be like treating him like a kid. Like, okay, what are you going to wear today? You can wear this.
I know.
Or you can wear that.
Well, I know. Today
you
said, oh, you made a good choice today. You said, what? How did you say it to him about his clothes?
Well, no, you bought him some new clothes.
Yes, I did.
He has been wearing these shorts.
Yeah.
They're normal shorts. They're like... You know, they come up mid-calf or mid-thigh.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know, cotton, jersey, pull-up pants, shorts. Mm-hmm. Just normal gym
just
shorts.
Just real comfortable.
For whatever reason, this man wears them below his butt, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they hang low. And it doesn't look like they're supposed to, because you see the crotch hanging low below his knees.
Right.
I said, Dad, please, I beg you, pull your pants up.
Yeah.
Just pull your pants up.
Yeah.
And he goes, why? You're like, oh, okay, I'll pull. I go, no, pull them up now, not after you come back from the store.
Right.
Because your crack is showing.
Right.
Now, I don't know if you can't feel your crack or the wind blowing against your crack. I mean, I would imagine that would feel, you know, like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
That's I feel
I should
draft.
Feel that, right?
You'd feel a little draft in your crack. I go, but, you know, this is, Dad, if it was just a one-time thing, I wouldn't even mention it.
Mm-hmm.
This is continual.
Yeah.
I go, look how you're sitting in the car right now. I go, where is your waistband?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, right here, mid-thigh. I go, yes. I don't understand why. I go, please, these shorts really are not for outside wear,
mm-hmm.
possibly for sleeping,
mm-hmm.
possibly, mm-hmm. possibly.
I call them his culotte shorts.
Yes, and only because the waistband ends up being below what parts it should be covering.
Right.
Now, so I think we talked about this.
Yes.
I saw a man his age, and he was wearing... like cargo shorts, khaki,
right.
Nice. I go, Dad, should get a pair like that.
Yeah.
And so you bought him a pair a day,
yes.
And he wore them.
Yes.
And I thought, oh my God. I go, Dad, you look so good.
You did not say that.
What did I say?
You said, oh my God, Dad, you look like you raised your IQ 20 points.
And you were 10 years younger. I did say that. I said, Dad, you look 10 years younger.
You said,
and your IQ went up 20 points. And he's like, what does that mean?
days? What was it before this?
I go, I'm just saying those black pants, shorts that you wore before look like you lowered your IQ 20 points. Because what man doesn't know his crack is showing? And the crotch is down by your knees. What grown man does that?
But then to make you upset, though, he pulled them up real high and his like underpants, because he has those like shorts underpants. Yeah. Came out of the bottom of it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So now he looks normal, and he's so highly impressed because these are Levi, you know, cargo pants, and they actually have a thing. They actually say tech pockets on them. And he's like, look at me.
I have tech pockets.
I put my phone in my
tech pocket.
Yeah. And like, because I know you go, well, Dad, did you take your phone? Do you have your phone with you? Yeah. And you're like, God.
Yeah.
It's in my tech pocket.
Yeah.
How stupid do you think I am?
I have a tech pocket now, Julie. What did happen the day that I mimicked you? And you said, I don't say it like that.
I think it was the Kardashians or something. You sound like Chris Kardashian.
Oh, you were laughing. I said, oh, Mom, you have watched enough Kardashians because you now laugh like Chris.
Yeah.
No, but remember I said something and you go, oh, that sounds like the demon or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
What was that about? I
can't remember. Yeah, but you said it like just like a demon.
Yeah. And you're like, I didn't say it like a demon. I'm like, oh, did I repeat like a demon?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember. I can't. Darn it.
Oh, well.
No, I mean, I can't remember what you said. I actually remember the incident.
Yeah.
And I said, Julie, you just like, you said it just like a demon.
Exactly. I repeat things the way I hear them.
That's right.
You know, that's just how it is.
That's just when we're all three of us are together, that's what it's like.
That's what it boils down to. This is just the bare, this is what it is, man. This is just the end of it. Here we are. It's all okay. You know. Mm. So how has your week been, girlfriend? You're at the 6 week of dad recovery.
Yeah. Actually, it feels like you're broke. I mean, last week was my worst week. This week's a little bit better.
Why was last week your worst?
I have no idea. I mean, I think it was just, you know, I could understand the recovery from his knee surgery, knee replacement. I can understand week one. I can understand week two. You know, I'm prepared mentally for that. I could understand in week three.
Yeah.
But then I started getting a little bit old.
Right.
And it started getting this a little bit like, you know, like I gotta go to physical therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I better go because they said I gotta practice this, and you know, and it's just like this all of a sudden becoming this like I don't really know, like certainly
well,
not
I have
Mr.
Noticed-
T.
You know, when I was sick, it was hard for you to see me sick as well.
Yeah.
You're not, that's not your strong suit.
No.
To see people that you love sick.
Right.
Or to be a caregiver in the sense like this, you are full blown caregiver for about 48, 72 hours.
Yeah.
You are like on board, like, you know,
hyper vigilant.
Yeah. And about 72 hours into it, you're like going, this shit needs to stop. You either get better or I'm moving. And I think, you know, and it's been
cute. Dad got mad at me the other day because we were talking about doing his other knee next year.
Right.
And I said, you know, now that we know how this goes, can we do it a little differently? He goes, well, in what way?
Yeah.
I go, well, first of all, you can stay up to 3 days in the hospital.
Right.
That's allowed under your Medicare.
Right.
Well, I'm not staying 3 days. Like, no, you should.
Yeah.
And then you're allowed to be like 2 weeks in the nursing home. What? You want me in the freaking nursing home? I go, yeah, you get excellent care.
Your
physical therapist come.
Yeah.
And then
subtext, you are out of my sight. I don't have to see you moan.
I go, I get to visit you.
Yeah. Oh, I did not say that.
I do like to visit him, though, more than be with him because he cheers up.
Yeah. Because he misses you. And like, oh, she came and visited me. But when he's just there in bed for 24 hours a day, you're like, this is going to be getting old fast.
It's, it's
and you promised me this would only be, you'd have a 3 week recovery.
Yeah.
And we're literally at the 6 week.
Yeah.
And now he does look and feel different.
He's much better.
The doctor was
something
right.
Something happened this week.
I guess doing thousands of these surgeries, he has a down pat, which is going to take about 6 weeks. You know?
Yeah.
Who knows why?
Yeah.
Going to take about 6 weeks.
But I also, not only, but you know, was it with him, but I also missed you because you've been
right.
driving the old 16-wheeler or 18-wheeler, yeah. however how many wheels.
14.
14.
Yeah.
And so I've been missing you.
Yeah.
And then when you're home, you're tired.
I'm tired.
And kind of.
Crabby.
Little bit.
Yeah.
And working on your, getting the entail of your master's yep. degree. So, I mean, I don't know where I'm getting my attention, except I'm buying these goddamn golf carts.
So, I understand. And I thank God on our lucky stars that you're able to do that.
Yes.
You are literally able to buy golf carts.
Yeah. What if it was crack?
It'd be a cheaper habit.
Probably.
I mean,
why couldn't I just have a crack habit?
I mean, they say right now heroin on the street's like cheap.
Oh, my God.
Heroin crack, yeah. But I'm glad you're not doing that because to get you into a 30-day intake for recovery mm-hmm. is more than all the golf carts we have.
That's true.
So, you know what? It's a cheaper.
And just me, my golf carts, and my cucumbers.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Just roll. That's how I roll.
That's how you roll this
little,
summer.
A little bushel
basket.
Except
that you also told me this recently. You said you started again with, please don't tell me no. I'm like, oh. Okay, I dial at least time I hear it.
Like, a little part of your soul gets murdered.
Yeah, exactly. You go, I don't want to be here at all this year, uh-huh, winter.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, what does that mean? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. And she's like, what do you mean? What does it mean? I go, what do you
mean? I hate that when you say that to me.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, you go, what do you mean by that? That's how you say it, though.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
And I always go, like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean? What do you mean?
I really don't know what you mean. And I, you know that I talk fast. And I wish you could release my tone and not judge my tone.
I'm not, I would never.
Because
do that.
Because I really, when I ask that question, I'm like, I'm really finding out information so that I can give you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't know what this means. Mm-hmm. Like, are you done with all of us? You know, like, I'm leaving the family.
Right.
I will not be here this week.
I would be like Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah. I do not want to film with you guys ever again.
No. I don't want to film. I will live in a different country.
Exactly. And so you then told me that you will not be denied, but you want to spend January and February someplace warm with a pool.
Mm-hmm. And if not January and February, at least February.
Right. I understand, because February gets a little long.
Yeah,
it's the shortest month, and March is just around the corner, mm-hmm. but you feel like you're the dog days of winter, man. Yeah. You're just like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know.
The Eskimo dog days of winter.
Yes. But then I found today that I can go do my commencement in Orlando in February. So
hey, you can come visit me.
Yeah, exactly. You could work 24 hours a day so I could have the dinero for me to be, you know, kept in a pool all winter long, you know. And take Elliot with you in the truck, please.
Please take Elliot, please.
So,
you know, your father said to me this week, though, it was kind of cute. He was very serious about it, too. He goes, you know, you were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, we need to handle this issue of a urinal for Julie. He called it a urinal.
Yeah, well, oh, God.
He said our little girl should not be peeing in drawers on her.
Okay. And I thought, this is, my drawer is perfect. Yeah, mother just dropped her mic.
I just dropped my mic.
Yeah, see,
seriously, dropped my mic.
Yeah, did you get back in there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah,
am
just
I,
stop messing with it.
Okay.
You're good. You're
okay,
good.
Good. All right.
Okay, go ahead, tell me.
No, I just
I don't know why my drawer.
And I said to him, it's a perfect place for her to go.
Yeah.
You know.
If he goes to go. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Men
but
go
I,
everywhere.
But, yeah, but not only that, but I don't understand what that means to him to get, he called it a female urinal. What is that?
What's the difference between a female?
What does it look like?
A male urinal for him is like a Tide jug.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or like, yeah, exactly, Tide.
You know, because the hole's a little bit bigger.
Or Gatorade jar.
Or like a Snapple bottle.
Snapple.
Because the Snapple, but more literally, there's too much, you can overflow.
Yeah.
It really is the he likes the laundry detergent jugs because it also has the flavor who
the
scent of Gain.
He loves the scent of Gain.
Yes. So I get, why is it that he gets to pee in a, you know, in a laundry detergent container, mm-hmm. and I have to have an actual official.
Yeah.
So I'm peeing in a drawer.
Yeah. So
you can't tell me that drawer wasn't specifically made for what I need to do. I mean,
that's right.
They come empty for a reason, people, because I can put whatever I want in there.
That's right. I just thought it was strange, though, that he comes out to me like,
it has
you know,
an edict. Like
he's got, you know, this cannot go on any further, Christine.
Yeah, but why?
You have to get your daughter a urinal, a female urinal.
That's just, like,
she cannot be using a drawer. And in my mind, I'm thinking that's the perfect, it's
vehicle.
The perfect vehicle.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand. And not I'm doing this all the time.
Oh.
I mean, if I can pull over to the rest area, I'm going to go to the rest area.
Of course. But
I'm not a guy.
There are no rest areas that are open.
I do not have, they're usually filled, you know? So yeah. I'm not a guy, and guys literally pee wherever they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So hence the drawer. And I'm just sorry, people are going to get up over that.
Right. And even in Jellystone, as you enter Jellystone, you know, the happiest place in Illinois,
mm-hmm.
the Jellystone yogi says, no peeing off the porches.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So
the men have to try to be good.
They say no peeing off the porches.
No peeing off porches.
Interesting. I'll take that. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, that's the weirdest thing is that that's all men want to do.
Yeah.
They really want to have a porch. The only reason why men want to have a porch
that's
is
how
so they can
that's
pee off
exactly.
Of
that's why
it
they were invented.
It must be ingrained into their brain from a child, you know, behavior. I remember going to Pike's Peak with Jamie's dad, actually.
Mm.
It was Uncle Jim and Aunt Ruthie and my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, no, and Aunt Irma did not go this trip. Mm-hmm. So it was Aunt Ruthie, Uncle Jim, grandma, and we were heading to San Francisco. And we went the trip to like, you know, north and all that stuff and went to Colorado.
Wow.
And Uncle
That's
Jim.
Some trip.
Yeah, it was a trip. And it was still cold out up at Pike's Peak.
Uh-huh.
And there was snow up there. And Uncle Jim goes to Greg, now, Greg, you try and write your name in that snow. I'm like, I was like, isn't that fair?
I'm going to write my
I'm
name.
I'm wearing Oshkosh-Bagosh overalls that my mama bought me because she knows these are just too hard to take off and off. And I can't write my name in the sand, in the snow. How come he gets to write his name in the snow?
Exactly.
And so I'm like, Greg, send me a little urine. I'll just take a pen and like write my name in it, you know, or whatever. Uh-huh. I'll dip it. And so he didn't do it. But that was,
he didn't.
I think guys just like to use their member as a writing material.
Yes.
Writing apparatus. You know.
R A measuring apparatus.
Yes, it could be that as well.
Right.
You know.
Greg was telling me that in the internet world, you know, that deep, dark intranet world, they use the symbol of banana to mean things of any size. Like, say, for example, if you are like having, I don't know, like diarrhea or something, you would say, I'm having, and then a picture of a banana diarrhea.
Meaning,
well, I don't know. Does diarrhea just always constitute a lot anyway?
I would think that. So, like, what does it mean, though? Does one mean, like, a little bit of diarrhea?
You know what? I really don't know. Maybe you can look it up. But I think.
Okay. Well, I'll get
I think
2 minutes
it's like.
After, so.
We can check for next week. But I think.
Yes,
that,
I will search the internets, the dark web, so that we could figure out what the banana means.
And the banana is a tool for measuring, and it means like it's like a meme that means
you know
a
it's
lot.
Interesting because at the store now they have these little mini bananas. Are those plantains?
Oh, really?
Plantains? Yes.
No, I think those are just mini bananas.
They're little tiny bananas. Like,
are they in the vegetable or fruit section?
Fruit.
Then they're probably bananas because plantains are probably fruit. No, vegetables.
They are?
I think so.
Hmm. That's crazy.
Does it?
Yeah. You know, I've been
kind of out of the rutabaga family.
Yeah. I've been kind of mourning, by the way. I've been mourning.
Who are you mourning?
My pin oaks that you forced
me. Oh, my God, Julie.
To get rid
please.
Of.
Please.
I don't know what to do about it.
I've been mourning them.
But this is your idea. You
no,
told me
it
no.
Was, you said, I said you had four options.
Okay, tell me the...
Yeah, I did. I said you had option one, to do nothing. Mm-hmm. Option two, to trim them so uh-huh. they look decent. Option three, to transplant them. Mm. And what was option four that you chose?
To get rid of them.
Yeah.
Okay, now first off, okay, so we have these two probably like five-year-old oak trees
yeah.
growing in our mulch.
Right. And we know the history.
Yes. Yeah, you know exactly right. Yeah. Okay, you said I could, you gave me those four options, but there really was only one option.
That surprises me.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, I won't blame you then.
Oh, because I'm mourning them.
Really?
Not really.
Because you've been wanting to get rid of them for a long time.
But my thought was you could trim them to the same height as the hostas. And that
way... They're not bonsai trees, though.
No, but they're not. But then nobody would... They would look manicured.
Right.
Manicured.
Right. You know? Well, so we took care of them. I pulled them out. It was the right choice to get rid of them because yeah. the roots were not growing down. They were growing sideways.
Oh, no.
Because of the fact that we had paper barrier.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's true.
So it is what it is.
Yeah. But, it wouldn't have been very stable anyway.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's the end of our
that.
Show, by the way.
And we're mourning the pin oaks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. But it was a great show. Did you like the show?
I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
It was great.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because every time I spend a time with you, it's developing our number one relationship between
yeah,
mother and daughter.
I
also want to say,
too. I took that bullet for you. You know
I
that.
I did. You know, in the virtual world.
Wherever you go,
well,
whatever you
they
do.
Also, they don't have any songs about mother and daughter relationships, though. They do have that one about, you know... Maybe it's just a given.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had that one about the father or the mother and son reunion, you mm-hmm. know.
Oh, yeah. How about, hello, mother.
Hello, father. Let's stop. Hey, how's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great.
I love you.
Hey, I love you more.
It was great. It was great. It was great.